This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we're going to struggle through this show this morning because, our veteran producer, Brian, is he's on leave here for a week or two. And we've got some rookie guy I never met before. I have no clue what his experience level is, but he's giving me two thumbs up, which is always a bad sign. Always. But he's got some backup in here, which is another guy with at least 2 weeks' experience. So we're in good shape. We're in good shape. We just welcome your calls here at 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we will continue to take phone calls to enter you into a contest to give away a great CVA muzzleloader, a Wolf stainless steel muzzleloader with a camo stock. And we also continue to invite you to call in, register for the contest, and then go on Facebook so that you can make a comment there and say, "Hey, I want my bonus point. I want my second entry coming from Facebook." And you can also email me ellis@ellisoutdoors.com if you'd like to be in the contest. Just say, "Hey, I want to be in the contest." So you call in, you give us your phone number and your name. And then you go on the air to say, "Can I get in the contest?" or "Great show," or "We love you," or, you know, any other idolations that you want to pass out. But, hey, we have a caller already. Look here. We got Josh from Mount Airy. Hey, Josh, how you doing, buddy? Hello, Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I told you. You know, I got, you know, experienced veteran guys behind the board over there, so. We can just get him to slide the right button up at the right time. We're good to go. How you been?
Good, good. Just wanted to call in and let the outdoors community know that we lost one this week.
We did.
Yeah, Mr. George Harrison.
Oh man. Yep.
Committee member on the Baltimore chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, passed away this past Tuesday.
Yep.
And. You know him from
banquets. Yeah, we just saw him last March at the banquet.
But he's just one of those. He was one of those guys that believed that people should be involved in something. I mean, he never hunted elk. He never was planning on hunting elk. He just believed in, the
conservation ethic of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Yeah,
hunting is conservation, and he believed that everybody should give back in some manner. So
yep.
But so I just wanted to pass that on to you and your listeners. And,
sure. He was, I remember seeing him just about every banquet out there for the last however many years I've been coming to your banquet there in Ellicott City, or Clarksville. Yeah. And, man, I remember pulling his name on some winning tickets just about every year.
He did. He won quite frequently. You know, the first year I ever took him was just as a participant at the banquet, and you were still with a big
Bass Pro Shop. I was still with Bass Pro. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And we had a really great winner take all table there, and he won it, and the retail value on it was probably about $6,000.
Oh wow!
That kind of locked him in for the rest of his life.
I would guess so. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but he was a neighbor as well, and just a really good good man to my kids. And
that's good.
Anyway,
yeah, I think George Harrison. I think I kind of picked on him at one drawing when he won because of his name.
That's right.
I think I was asking him, you know, hey, how's Ringo? And,
yeah,
you know, that type of deal. So he always had a good sense of humor. So
he did. He did. He was a really good man. And, you know, for our committee, he was the guy that would go around and hound the local businesses and ask for smaller donations,
sure,
and raffles and stuff like that. But so he will be missed.
Sure, he'll be missed. Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm glad you called in to mention that to the folks that know him and may not have known that he passed. And you know, we can tell you you cared a lot for the guy, and he was a lot of fun at those events. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right, Josh. I appreciate the call, man. And I guess the funeral's today in Sykesville is where he's from. So.
Yeah, today at 1:00. If you knew him, the funeral will start at Haight Funeral Home and then proceed to the Presbyterian Church there in Sykesville.
Gotcha. Okay, Josh. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Alan.
You got it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There goes Josh. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, trout fishermen, get your questions ready for the next hour, especially about brook trout. We've got Matt Sell coming in, he's going to call us from out in western Maryland, about the brook trout population here in Maryland and some of the work that he's been doing with the brook trout. He's done some very interesting studies and got some good information for us on brook trout, which is kind of like the canary in the canary in the cage. We've got our canary in the coal mine, kind of the early warning sign that there's something going on in the streams or whatever it might be. So let's talk to Matt here next hour. He'll be calling at 6:00, and we welcome your phone calls. So I printed something out the other day, and naturally I forgot to bring it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But Governor has made news here again in Maryland a couple times this week. apparently, he's announced a giant increase in oysters, and increase in oyster spat. And you know, they've worked hard on this oyster program here in Maryland, and trying to restore the Chesapeake Bay. They found out a lot of things about oysters in their studies, so they're sticking with the native oyster, and they're depending heavily on aquaculture to restock the wild populations and kind of protect those oyster sanctuaries and things like that. So yesterday the announcement came out that a record amount of spat, which is the baby oysters, have been raised. And the record number is 1.25 billion oyster spat. Significant progress has been made under the Oyster Restoration and Aquaculture Development Plan. And the University of Maryland Horn Point Lab hatchery team in Cambridge set a new national record with the production of 1.25 billion eastern oyster spat this year. And the governor credited an unprecedented number of state, federal, and private partners with the resulting 750 million baby oysters planted at the Harris Creek Sanctuary. 377 acres is the largest, most comprehensive restoration effort of its kind on the East Coast. So, you know, congratulations to the folks at Horn Point and the folks on Harris Creek. You remember our guest from last week, Steve Vilnet, is involved in marketing Maryland seafood. I ran into Steve at a convenience store in Annapolis the other day, and he was headed to Harris Creek to give a tour, I'm assuming, to the partners and things like that. Hey, let's talk to Norbert. Good morning, sir. How are you? Norbert.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you headed out to the marsh this morning to do some early season duck hunting?
That's exactly right.
Good for you. You got a great day for it.
Well, yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
I'm sure the impoundments are all full.
Well, they got a bunch of rain. Actually, they didn't get as much rain as we got on the western side, but more than 4.5 inches here.
Yeah.
So that of course, we were starting out pretty dry to start with. So.
Sure, sure. I talked to a friend yesterday, and it was midday. Of course, I'm in the middle of a downpour when I'm talking to him, and it rained all day after this. And he already had, in northern Carroll County, had over 6 inches of rain in his gauge. So, you know, so.
This is the kind of weather used to keep my father in business.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, well, what's the duck forecast for this morning?
Well, it's sort of a strange forecast this week. Our landowner said he saw all kinds of ducks the other day. Yesterday he saw two.
Oh, boy.
So,
well,
we just have to see what happens.
That's duck hunting. I guess what you got to do is go out there and set your decoys out and hope that they spot them and show up.
Well, in my particular case, I'm testing my bionic eye today.
Yes, I know.
If I can actually see something.
I gotcha. Well, when you hear the other guys shoot, look in the sky because that's where the ducks will be. you know, way out of range. Usually, once you see those wood ducks and take a shot, they're gone.
Well, it should be a lot of laughs today. That's for sure.
Well, that's the main thing. If you're hunting with some good friends and you're just there to have a good time, and the ducks are, you know, a lot of times it's more fun just to miss. You know, you can make fun of somebody for missing so badly that, you know, you just that makes your day. Norbert? Oh, we lost Norbert. Okay.
And, Graham and Riley the Wonder Dog this morning.
Riley the Wonder Dog. We lost you there for a second. I don't know where you went, but we got you back. So
that was Melitota. There's always a dead spot.
Ah, Melitota. Yes, I know where Melitota is. A lot of folks don't, but it's... Well, both city limit signs are on the same post, so I mean, I know that's how big it is. So,
and the old structure at the corner there, it looks to me like somebody's about ready to burn it down.
Oh, sure, sure,
yeah.
Melitota is so small that they had to bring in the town drunk from Rock Hall.
God, though they had a couple extras.
Okay, all right, well. If you live in Melitota, it's all in good fun.
That's true.
Great duck hunting. Great waterfowl hunting over there, though.
So. Yeah, that's true. Beautiful pond right down south of town there is excellent.
Yes, sir. Well, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
You
have fun.
See you later.
Thanks, Norbert.
Yep.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And let's see. Let's talk to Paul in Middle River. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I had a question I guess I've asked several other people and can't really seem to get a straight answer, but what is the minimum amount of land that you need to own to be able to shoot on in Maryland? Been looking for, I guess, another home and some property, and, you know, my son and I, we go to the Elk Neck State Park and shoot quite often and, you know, looking to find, I guess, see how much property I'm going to need to be able to, you know, shoot on my own property, whether or not to hunt or just target. I didn't know if there was a limit or
Are you talking about a firearm?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you're in Baltimore County now. There are some restrictions in Baltimore County for firing a firearm with a rifled barrel, which would include a pistol. So you might want to check those regulations. I wish
that's Harford County, because that's mainly where Harford sees, so I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of the state, but...
Well, I understand. Yeah. Move as far away from the epicenter as possible, huh, of Annapolis. But I would suggest you look at the local ordinances and the county regulations and the, you know, the township regulations and things like that, because I don't know that it's based on property size. There might be an overwhelming ordinance based on the area where you move that could restrict you or could give you freedom to do whatever you want.
Right.
I don't know. Right. I have honestly no clue what the minimum size is.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're on a quarter acre lot, you're not going to be wanting to shoot on that.
Absolutely.
Especially with neighbors around. Especially,
right.
Especially in this society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the information.
I don't have any information, but my suggestion is to. You know, consult the local law establishment, and then once they tell you something, ask them to show you the statute, and then look it up for yourself.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So because I don't know if law enforcement is the way to go. Maybe go to the county office and talk to the recorder of deeds, or talk to somebody there that might have an idea. And any of our listeners have an idea, maybe they're smarter than me. Well, I know they're smarter than me, so they can call in and give us a scoop. So keep listening.
Great. Well, I appreciate your show. I stumbled upon it about 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and early to work. And
really?
Yeah. So I wanted to get up a little bit earlier this morning to get a little bit more of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I've only been here 25 years. So, there we go. Okay, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We went from oysters right to ducks and then shooting on your own property. That's how this show goes. Any topic is wide open this morning. You're controlling the conversation. So whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Of course, if nobody's calling, then I got to talk about something. And it's, unfortunately, the governor right now. So, no, it's a good thing to have a good oyster population starting to make a comeback. I don't know if you know it or not, but last year was one of the best years in a decade or more for oysters in the state of Maryland. And the oyster market was tremendous last year in Maryland. So hopefully it'll start out as well this year. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge.
You can enter every dough you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your dough through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your dough, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Dough Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Now you can hear Talk Radio 680 WCBM anywhere in the world. Don't miss a word from your favorite hosts. Stream us online at WCBM.com or listen on your smartphone. Download the app today.
So many nights I'd sit by.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark, but now you've come
All right, get Debbie Boone out of here. I can't take it. I think we did that for a special occasion, if I remember right. I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, I do. It was something. Somebody we were making fun of at one point. So, Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
What's up?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call and tell you I'm the driver. You talk to you sometimes on Saturday morning, drive the track trailer.
Yeah.
And you make my mornings for the hours that I can listen to you. I just want you to know that I'll be transferring to office shift on Saturday mornings, but I told my wife I'm going to be up at 5 o'clock every Saturday morning to listen to you.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. I'm glad you're there.
Yeah, she said, she goes, what do you mean? She goes, you got Saturdays off for 3 years. You've been on Saturday show. I said, well, I listen to Ellis every morning, Saturday morning. She
right.
She says, well, you're not going to stay in bed. I said, no, you stay in bed. I got to go do things. I said, I'm getting up, drink a cup of coffee, and then listen to Ellis, because that's the only time I get some good, logical information. And the way things go, I say, make some Saturday morning, so you just stay in bed, honey. I'll stay up and I'll drink my coffee.
Well, you know what, Gary? You're not alone. There are folks that have told me over the last few weeks, actually, since I've been out in public and, you know, that type of thing, I get up on Saturday morning specifically to listen to your show. And yeah, do you know how that makes me feel as a talk show host? That makes me feel really, really good that I'm able to deliver the message that they want to hear. And either that or they're just starved for some kind of entertainment early in the morning. So
no, I like this because, like I told her, I listen to you every Saturday morning. Like I said, when I get out of signal, sometimes I can't get the signal out because I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah, man.
But the thing about it is that I now can finally have Saturdays and Sundays off, and I'm finally going to figure out some way to meet you. I hear about all the things you do on, you know, different events and stuff on Saturdays and stuff like that.
Well, where do you live, Gary?
I live in Essex, Middle River.
Okay. Well, I get over there every now and then.
Okay.
All right. We got your phone. We got your phone number, right?
The gentleman, I guess he got it when I called in. I didn't give it to him.
Oh, no.
So.
You didn't give it to him? Did you get the number?
Not unless he got it when it pulled up on the
right.
ID. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. What happened was he asked you if you wanted to be in the contest, and you said no.
Well, the reason I said no is because I already got two. See, I'd rather see somebody else win it. I already got two of them. Not that I don't want it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I'd rather see somebody else get it. I got two of them. I've got a chance to get, I can start hunting again, but. I wouldn't want to buy another. I mean, I'm grateful for winning a gun. Don't get me wrong, especially state of Maryland. But it's like I would love to see somebody get it. Maybe doesn't have one.
All right, Gary, that's a very generous offer. So, but if you want to leave your phone number, you're welcome to do that. And sometime when I'm over there, I can give you a call.
Well, when would you like me to give it to you, right now, or you want me to give it to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we'll let the producer pick up the phone line. Okay.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much for all your service you do for us in Maryland. And you know what? It's really nice to have an honest person will tell you the way it is. And, you know, it's really nice listening, and I will continue to listen, and I am looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Gary.
Okay, I'll hold on the line. Please.
Hold on the line. Thanks.
Have a great day now.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there he goes. Let's talk to Frank in Trap. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
You light up my life.
Oh, yeah, I know. Smarty.
Hey, I suggested a week or two ago about that song by Three Dog Night out in the country.
Yeah, I know. We haven't dug it up yet.
You familiar? familiar with the lyrics?
Yeah, I am.
I just thought it was very fitting.
Out in the country. I love Three Dog Night, yeah. Too.
Other thing was, I delivered to that Horn Point Labs.
Yeah.
And they actually got a free tour today.
Really?
I've been through that, man, and it's a very interesting
process. Yep.
You folks ought to grab your kids and run on down here if you can.
All right. Well, maybe they can look it up online and see when that starts. And Horn Point is a great lab. If I get time, I'll get back into that. But, yeah, that's good to know, Frank. So.
Yeah, I just want to let the general public know because I've seen it before, and it's really, really cool.
Sure.
And I know the kids would enjoy it.
Oh, they'd love it. Anything like that for the kids is good. We might talk about the governor's award that he got this week and the organization that gave it to him. I'm not excited.
I did not hear anything about that.
Shocked. If we have a chance this hour, we'll get into it. So, all right, buddy.
All right, Mr. Allen.
Thanks, Frank.
Yourself, buddy.
Yep, see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. George in Street. Thanks for holding on. How you doing, George?
I'm doing good, Al. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, first off, I want to make sure I get into the muzzleloader contest.
Is George in the contest? George is in the contest. I got a thumbs up. That always scares me, but... two thumbs up. That's even worse.
Uh-oh.
All right.
And I just had a question. I was wondering if you might know who to contact or is anybody leading the charge. I noticed in the hunting book that we're picking up some additional time on Sundays, you know, Sunday hunting.
Right.
In different counties. And I was wondering if there's a legislator or an organization that you're aware of that's maybe leading the charge on that I could possibly contact. I'd like to try to get involved in that effort. I'd like to see it eventually come to where Sunday's just a regular hunting day. But
the way the thing was set up, it was, you know, it took 350 years to get Sunday hunting in Maryland. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it's been a piecemeal effort ever since. And what happens is the people that lead the charge is the county delegation. So that's why we don't have hunting in Baltimore County, because the county delegation, which means the representatives and the senators from Baltimore County, don't hear enough from their constituents who hunt and who want Sunday hunting. And same way with most of the other counties that don't have it. So what's happened is it's a county-by-county, delegation-by-delegation effort now, and that's why it just keeps getting little pieces here and little pieces there and little pieces here and little pieces there. And quite frankly, the stronger group against Sunday hunting has more political influence, and that's primarily the horse people.
Okay. I see. Man, they're big in the state. That's
huge. Yeah. I mean, we outnumber them by, you know, 10 to 1, but we can't find our voice on issues that are important to us.
Right.
We don't like to engage.
I live in Harford County, and we've picked up quite a few. You know, more Saturdays than a lot of the counties.
Yeah.
But I just hunt in other counties as well, and I it would be great.
Well, swing by one of your local archery dealers there, one of your local sporting goods stores there, and pick up a copy of this issue, the fall issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We have an entire segment on, it's part two of the way the horse people actually feel about hunting.
Okay.
And, or you can go online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. And check that out. But the horse people are pretty. Let me see if I can find that story here real quick. I have a copy here. Let me see real quick. Well, I got you on the line. Give me a second. Ah, here we go. They have a book out. They have a little magazine out called The Equerry, which is their manual for the horse folks. let's see. Here's how they characterize us, and I'll give you a little thing. The stalkers, that's you and me, have been relentless. Certainly, the Sunday hunting proponents deserve respect for their keen hunting instincts, as they always struck and were successful when the opponents had their guard down or were unaware. In the 10 years since the first bill was passed, Sunday hunting has methodically been expanded. As summarized in several of the Department of Legislative Services policy notes, current law allows DNR to establish the open season to hunt forest and upland game birds and mammals by regulation each year. DNR may adopt regulation. Anyway, on it goes. And it says, just because we may have been successful in defeating a Sunday hunting bill last session or five sessions ago, we cannot assume the battle is over. It will rage on session after session, molecular bill after molecular bill to expand Sunday hunting opportunities. A little here, a little there. I mean, that's they call us stalkers and all kinds of nasty things. And
wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're tough on us, no question about it.
Well, the one thing I got nothing against horse people, but
I don't either.
One thing that I've noticed about some horse people, and it's not all for sure, but they don't seem to, they seem to just, they'll go on, I hunt on some private property in Harford County, and I've had horse people come through that I know don't have permission to be on the property, but they seem to think that any open space
is theirs. Yeah, I know. All right.
Horse guy. And,
maybe they ought to be like we do and get written permission to be on every property they could visit. What do you think?
That's not a bad idea.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Get Marty to work on that.
All right, George.
He could put a feather in his cap, Martin could, if he got that.
Yeah. Yeah, that would put a feather in his cap. Okay. Thanks,
all right, well,
George.
Thanks,
see you.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye. There he goes. John in Ellicott City, thanks for waiting.
Alan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
No, it has.
Figured I'd give you a call. This way you can put off talking about the governor, our favorite subject.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, you got to understand the organization that gave him this award. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, let me give you a quick one about your last caller talking about the horse people.
Yeah.
Years ago, I went to one of the DNR meetings that they had when they were going to open up some local parks to bow hunting.
Right.
And I took a friend of mine, and we pulled into the parking lot, and I looked around. I saw all these pickup trucks, and I said, hey, this might be a pretty good turnout for us, huh?
Right.
He's a lot older than I was. And he says, look at the bumper stickers, kid. And I looked at these bumper stickers. He said, we're in trouble. These are horse people.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around, and they were all bumper stickers dealing with horses. What an uncomfortable meeting.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure. No question.
It was amazing. I didn't know I was a killer.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I understand it.
Oh,
I understand
it. Those parks belong, and their minds belonged to them. And how dare, and I'm not a bow hunter, but I was there to support hunting.
Yeah.
How dare we want to use the parks, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
yeah, exactly.
Everything you told him was right.
Yep. I know it. All right, buddy. Appreciate that.
Now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The governor briefly got an award from the North American Association for Environmental Education. North American Association for Environmental Education. I would urge you to visit their website, naaee.net. naaee.net, and just poke around in there a little bit. It'll take you about 30 seconds to get the idea what they're involved in, promoting excellence in environmental education, advocating for environmental education, promoting diversity and inclusion. I think that's all I got to say. Let's talk to who do we got online? Well, we're going to take, we'll talk to Wesley first and then Bob. Wesley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry, buddy. I didn't know I pressed the button. Okay, how you doing?
I'm good.
What's up?
Well, one, I wanted to make sure I was in that muzzleloader contest.
You are, yes, sir.
And I wanted to know if you've ever hunted any of the public lands in Carroll County.
I have.
Which ones have you hunted at?
Not with much success.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I know that some of those lands are very, very productive. I haven't hunted that much, but I have hunted one or two, and not for more than a day.
I lost my farm that I was hunting on, and
yeah.
And so now I am stuck trying to find a new place to hunt.
Yeah, well, go to the Gwynbrook office. I think they're open. I think they're open 1 hour a day on certain days, perhaps.
I was reading through the hunter's guide, and they had a whole listing of properties and a phone number to call.
Yeah, well, I would do that because some of those farms are in northern Carroll County. I'm sure that some of them are very productive. I don't have a overwhelming sense for public land. You know, the co-op farms is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have there's limited access, and you've got to call ahead and let people know you're on the property, which is smart.
I agree. That's what I'm hoping to do and get my sons out there.
There you go. And don't forget to apply for some of the managed hunts, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got a number of applications in the rule book for hunting the managed hunts, and those are pretty cool.
Well, that's what I thought. I'd try all the ones in Carroll County this year and you know, see what we've got to do maybe next year.
Sure.
Change it up.
Yep. You got to get out and knock on doors.
That's what I do need to do.
Yep. I mean, I've been blessed. I have a couple private properties in Carroll County. I have one in Cecil County that I've been up there for almost 20 years. So I'm just very, very blessed with that. So.
Yeah, well, I've been hunting on the farm I was on for 15 years, and now all of a sudden, you know, I pulled up and there's new owners.
Uh-huh.
They're not open to hunting at all.
Of course not. So, all right, brother.
Okay.
Sorry to hear that. Good luck out there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. Hey, Bob in Jarrettsville, we'll get to you in just a minute, but I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop right now. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Your full-line Browning dealer. For those of you who hunt in rifle counties, of course, there's the X-Bolt rifle, and that is a great bolt-action rifle available in most calibers, including Magnum calibers and short Magnums. It is a great gun, extremely accurate. It's called the X-Bolt, and Browning's been making high-powered rifles for a long, long time, and they're very good at it. Now, the new A5 shotgun, the new semi-automatic, which is a recoil-driven powerhouse, has a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee on that firearm. They've reintroduced the humpback. That's right. The old A5 is back from Browning. So we want to make sure you get a chance to look at that. It's available not only in the standard blue and wood, but also in a black synthetic and a camo stock. And then for the pump shotgun crowd, the BPS, bottom ejection, which is nice. You're not spraying shells all over your buddy next to you in the duck blind or the goose pit. And it's available 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. There are even a couple of deer models available in the BPS pump in 12 and 20-gauge. Comes in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo if you want. There's a couple field models as well. Clyde Sports Shop, full gunsmith, scope mounting, bore sighting, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Don't forget, they also carry those great Thompson Center, the full line Thompson Center muzzleloaders.
Areas of light rain and drizzle are going to continue as that area of low pressure continues to sit off of the Delmarva Peninsula, keeping the shower chances in the forecast for us. 65 today with showers possible. Rain continues tonight, 59. Few showers tomorrow, a high 67. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steam, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase, mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Yeah, that's right. Thought you'd enjoy a little Hank this morning. Hank Jr. Never been known for pulling any punches, has he? Thank you, Bob, for holding so long. How you been, man?
How you doing, Alan?
Good.
Good. I'm looking forward to being in this contest here.
Good. Good. I hope you win.
Hey, the reason I'm calling, just had a question about our new, thanks to our governor, new restrictions on the banned weapons. What's the story with taking them to a range or anything? There's no problem with that now.
There's no problem with transporting your weapon just the way you normally transport a weapon. You got an ammunition transported separately in separate compartments and, you know, in your vehicle. And I don't know that I'd take it out of state, though.
Right, right. How about in a van? What do you have to do to separate your ammo from your weapon?
I would say just put your weapon in a case and put it in the back and put your ammunition in another container and keep it, you know, in the front or whatever. I mean, it's just so they're separated. It doesn't really give you too much of a guidelines there.
Right, right. Okay, that's really.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not taking any of the courses or anything, but I'm pretty sure that that's.
Somebody said something about a locked container for the ammo, but I hadn't heard that
before. I don't know about a locked container. I mean, it's certainly not a bad idea.
Right.
You know,
right.
just on a practical point, you know.
Right, that's true too.
So,
all right, great.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye, bye.
Yeah.
There he goes. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. Matt Sell called in from out Western Maryland. He's ready to go. He's anxious. So we're going to get to him here after the news. Top of the hour, we'll still be taking calls for the muzzleloader contest. But as far as calls going on the air, and I'll talk with the producer about this, we want to kind of restrict that to questions for Matt and Brook Trout or trout fishing out in Western Maryland and some of the things that he might bring up as far as some of the Brook Trout studies and things like that. If you want to ask a question regarding that, you're certainly welcome to go on the air and do that. You'll just have to let the producer know that. But we, again, we'll still take calls and phone numbers for the contest. You guys good with that in there? Okay, so they're going to be busy on the phones even. But if you want to ask Matt a question, when the producer answers the phone and says, good morning, WCBM, you're going to say, I want to ask the guy a question or something like that or make a comment. Okay, so there you go. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Boy, I wish I'd have brought that thing I printed out, but I didn't, you know, so it must have been... Well, anyway, I want to say good luck to all you duck hunters out there this morning. I would love to be out there with you, whacking away at some of those wood ducks as they come whistling overhead and shooting down through the trees. Quickest duck I've ever seen in my life. Kind of like teal. They blast down through the trees and hit the creek or pond or whatever, and man, they're not there that long. And they whistle. They're cool. They sound cool. They sound cool when they fly, too. So good luck out there. And a beautiful duck, too, by the way. A beautiful duck, wood duck. It is. So. All right. Where'd our callers go? Where'd our callers go? I don't know. Got a couple minutes. I'm not signing off, for goodness sake. So. We've gotten some reports of some pretty good deer being taken. We're getting photos in on email from around the state of a lot of kids that have taken nice deer. Got one in last night, a kid from Frederick County, killed a nice 8-point or 9-point buck in velvet with his bow last month in September, and we're getting photos from the families, and we appreciate that. And you know, it's up because of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you'd like to have your photo considered for publication in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, it's very simple. You just send it to us at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and you can send us the details, you know, name and county, and that's it. That's pretty much all we need. If you know, muzzleloader season coming up this coming week, this is when my deer season starts. This week, the early muzzleloader season has been my favorite time of year for many years, many, many, many years. You got the bucks that are in pre-rut. You know, they're getting started to chase the does around a little bit, and they're acting a little bucky, and we enjoy that. and we enjoy watching them. I'll never forget the one day I never shot a deer. I saw five different bucks that day, let them all walk by, and that was one of the best days I ever had without shooting a deer. So we'll look forward to being in that stand again this Thursday, wherever that might be. Might even get a sick of deer trip in this year for early muzzleloader, which is really good because the public hunting for sick of deer on Blackwater has been shut down. And the Dorchester guys are just going crazy. With the refuge being closed, they can't get in. They can't get in their archery stands. And it's a sick of deer rut. It's getting to be the peak of the rut right now. So they're not happy. So have an opportunity perhaps to get on some private ground this upcoming week, and I'll take every advantage of that. So let's talk to Alice. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing fine.
What's
How
up?
Are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, I'm just calling because, well, Ben's not up this morning yet. But I just thought I'd give you a call because I heard something last week about that we're doing the exact opposite that we should be doing with keeping the bay clean as far as using fertilization and keeping our, you know, grass on our lawns nice and thick and everything that actually retains the rainwater rather than having runoff, which pollutes the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you heard a report about that. Alan Summers, the fellow who follows you on the Garden Club, made an announcement about that last week.
Yeah, I have not. We should be using more fertilizer to make our lawns richer and more lush to trap the nutrients in our lawns rather
That's
than have
correct.
Them run into the bay. It certainly makes sense. You know, it's
yeah.
Here's the question I have. We got this from the Donald Bosch, president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. We're learning that oysters do more than provide us food, create habitat for fish and crabs, and filter the water. Research has demonstrated that restored oyster reefs do a tremendous job removing polluting nutrients from the bay. That's what we have accomplished in Harris Creek can be an important contributor. That's why what we have accomplished in Harris Creek can be an important contributor to achieving our restoration goals for the bay as a whole. Okay, where do the polluting nutrients go if the oysters remove them?
Yeah.
I'm reading the guy's quote. Alice. All right. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting